It's time to play the puzzle. Joining me as always is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
So, Will, we're currently in the middle of a two-week challenge, which you'll remind us of at the end. But until then, we decided to have a surprise puzzle player this week, and it's Gene Demby from NPR's Code Switch team. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Lulu. What's good?
You are apparently a regular puzzle player.
I am. I was mentioning to Will before we started rolling that one of my relationships, basically our early courtship, was based around the New York Times crossword. So it's an honor to be on the phone with Will right now.
Well, you see, I like to think of Will bringing people together over the crossword puzzles. Are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
Okay. Take it away, Will.
All right, Gene. Today I've brought a game of categories based on the word beach. For each category I give, name something in it starting with each of the letters B, E, A, C, and H. For example, if the category were girls' names, you might say Betty, Emma, Abigail, Chloe, and Hannah.
Okay.
Any answer that works is okay, and you can give the answers in any order.
Okay.
Number one is parts of the human body.
Okay. Let's see. Head.
Head is good.
Chest, arm.
Yes.
Eye. Uh-huh. And back. Does that count? Is back too broad?
Back, yeah. Brow and buttocks. Those
sure.
All work.
Okay.
Bingo. Good job. Category two. Things commonly consumed at breakfast.
Okay. Bagel.
Uh-huh.
Eggs.
Yes.
H.
I think this says so much about someone when you hear the breakfast thing and they kind of, yeah, you kind of know what people
yeah.
eat just by where they pause.
Cereal, okay.
Cereal, good.
A
and H. If you were in a diner, what might come with your eggs?
A potato-based thing.
Yes.
Hash browns?
Hash browns, home fries.
Okay.
Uh-huh. All you need is an A, and that is the toughest one.
Oof.
Think of a fruit.
An apple? Does that
yeah,
count?
I'll go with apple. Okay. Apple juice, apple crisp, any of those.
Okay.
Next category is varieties of cheese.
Okay. You got cheddar.
Cheddar, good.
You have Havarti.
Good.
Nice.
You have...
there's a good four-letter one starting with EE that you see in crosswords all the time.
I'm blanking right now.
Oh, yeah. You can come back to that one. How about starting with B and four letters from France?
Blue, okay.
Oh, blue cheese. I was thinking of brie, either
okay.
one.
Oh, sorry, and yeah, brie.
Mm-hmm. How about for A, what's the most common cheese you can get?
Oh, American.
American, Asiago also works. So all you need is, there's two good E's.
E's. Yeah.
And there's an old joke, what cheese is made backward?
What cheese is made backwards?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do...
Eat them?
That's right, because okay. It's literally made backward.
Oh, get it. Okay.
Okay. Your next category is countries in Central and South America.
Okay. Bolivia?
You better do
yes.
well on this.
I know.
You are literally in the studio with
Absolutely.
Me, and I will come and get you.
Got you, Lulu. I got you. Okay. Bolivia, Ecuador, Argentina,
good.
Colombia,
yes.
and Honduras.
Oh, man. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, there you go.
Your last category.
Okay.
Five-letter words that end in the same letter they start with.
Ooh. Five-letter words. And it has to start with a B.
And for the B, what might appear on a book jacket?
Ends
it's, a li- it's a little squib that says what how great the book is.
Some people might ask you to write one for them.
Oh, a blurb. Sorry.
A blurb,
yeah.
is okay. it? Good. Okay. E?
E. Something ends with E.
Uh-huh. What's our national symbol?
An eagle.
Eagle is good. A?
You say this in Hawaii.
There you go.
Aloha.
Uh-huh. Good. C?
Comic?
Comic is good. All you need is an H.
What
do baby chicks do?
Hatch.
They hatch.
There you go.
Not bad, Gene.
That was pretty bad.
No, you did good at the best one, which was the...
Yeah, that's right. I had to represent for you.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Latin American countries. So I want you to know that for playing our puzzle today, Gene, you too will get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Gene, what member station do you listen to?
I'm going to say AMU because I live in D.C., but I want to shout out HYY because of Philly all the time. So
there you go. Gene. Eugene Demby from NPR's Code Switch team. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Appreciate you, Lulu. Thank you, Will.
Thanks.
All right, Will, we're in the middle of a 2-week challenge. We've got 1 week left. Can you remind us of what it is?
Yes, the object is to pitch an idea to one of the networks, either broadcast or cable, in which your show's title is just one letter different from an existing show's title, past or present. Name your TV show and summarize it in 15 words or less. For example, you might say American I Do's, Hilarious Misadventures of a Bumbling Wedding Planner, or You Bet Your Wife. It's a trivia contest with wagering to determine who knows more, husband or spouse. Now, entries will be judged on their sense, naturalness of wording, humor, and overall effect. No more than 3 entries per person, please. And the person who sends the best TV pitch, in my opinion, will play Puzzle on the Air next week.
All right. That sounds like an exciting one. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, you can submit 3 entries for this special challenge. Our deadline for entries is this Thursday, June 14th, 2018, at 3 p.m. Eastern. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.